This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was $6.64 and a half, up 7 3/4. September corn, $5.74, down 2 1/2. December corn, $5.44, down 1/2. July soybeans are $15.34 and a quarter, up 9. August soybeans, $14.25 and a quarter, down 4. November soybeans, $12.76, down 2 1/2. July wheat was at $6.67, down 8 3/4. September wheat, $6.77, down 8. And December wheat, $6.92 and a quarter, down 7 1/4. Now it's time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with corn and soybeans higher and wheat ending lower. Strong cash markets helped to support higher corn and soybean futures. Technical selling at the Board of Trade and harvest pressure pushed wheat prices lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 7 cents stronger at $6.87 to $7 even. Soybeans gained 8 cents, ranging from $15.37 to $15.48. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 11 cents higher at $6.94 to $7.07, while soybean bids ended mixed at $15.49 to $15.66. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 6 to 8 cents at $6.78 to $7.20. Soybeans gained 7 to 11 cents at $15.69 to $15.82. And the wheat prices mostly 6 to 14 cents lower at $6.42 to $6.61. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 1 to 6 cents higher at $15.80 to $15.90. Basis gained 5 to 10 cents, ranging from $1.55 to $1.65 over the August. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $4.98.30 to $5.08.30, which was up $4.50 to $7.50 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 8 cents at $7.09 to $7.26, with basis steady, ranging from $0.45 to $0.62 over July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 12 to 13 higher at $7.04 to $7.12. Basis gained 4 to 5 cents at $0.40 to $0.48 over July. Soybeans 1 to 8 cents higher at $15.74 to $15.82, with basis down 1 to 8 cents at $40 to $0.48 over July. Wheat prices were 9 cents lower on Wednesday, ranging from $6.47 to $6.52, with basis ending steady at 20 under to 15 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 9 to 15 cents higher at $7.10 to $7.21. These same elevators placed their soybean prices steady to 9 cents stronger, with quotations at $15.79 to $15.98. Soft red winter wheat down 6 at $6.76 to $6.77, and the Milo ended 9 cents higher for the day at $6.84 to $6.85. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $5.10 up to $5.29. New crop soybean bids at $12.37 to $12.51. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $5.12 up to $5.29. New crop soybeans at $12.46 to $12.66. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $5.16 up to $5.29, and the new crop soybean bids range from $12.51 up to $12.72. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were $121.27, up 12 cents. August live cattle, $122.17, up $1.05. December live cattle, $127.37, up 60 cents. August feeder cattle were $148.92, up $1.05. September feeder cattle, $151.02, up 95 cents. November feeder cattle, $153.77, up 90 cents. June lean hogs were $99.95, down 20 cents. July lean hogs, $97.65, down 5 cents. And December lean hogs, $82.60, no change. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 8 cents higher in a range of 89 to 104 with a weighted average carcass price of $97.59. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly $1 to $3 higher with very good demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 58 to 61. 4 to 5 weights traded at 59 to 62, 5 to 550 at 62 to 66, and over 550 pounds at 64 to 67. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded mostly steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 67 to 72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 8,074 head. Moving on to the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, with their report for June 25th, receipts totaled 352. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $2 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents lower. Slaughter cows and bulls traded steady, and feeder cattle were lightly tested. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 120 to 123. Choice slaughter Holstein steers traded from 111.25 to 116. Choice slaughter heifers traded from 120 to 122. For our slaughter cows, premiums traded at $94.50, boners from $82 to $86.50, leans from $72 to $75. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 6 to 7 weights, traded from $116 to $121. And now for the Fairview auction for June 25th, receipts totaled 190 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $1 to $2 lower. Slaughter cows and bulls sold steady, and trade was active with good demand, especially on high-quality slaughter cows. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 118.75 to 124.50. Choice slaughter heifers traded from 120 to 124.25. For our slaughter cows, premiums traded from 100 to 102, breakers from 80 to 85, boners from 72 to 75, and leans traded at 63.50. For the Greenville Livestock Auction opening report for June 26th, receipts totaled 597. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded 50 cents lower. Slaughter Holstein steers were not tested early. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 119.50 to 124, and choice slaughter heifers traded from 119.50 to 123.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $122. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 332 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $111.33, which was $1.45 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $196.51, which was $1.06 lower, with select carcasses at $186.51, which was 59 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 123,000, compared to 124,000 for last week and 126,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 409,000, compared to 402,000 for last week and 399,000 for 1 year ago. For the United Producers Weekly Hay Auction at Shelbyville on June 25th, receipts totaled 379 bales. Alfalfa fair quality traded from $1.50 to $2.50. Mixed grass good quality range from $3.75 to $4.25. Fair quality traded from $1 to $1.75. And wheat straw fair quality sold at $2.25. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment. They deliver what others promise. Farming's a challenging business, and this spring's wet weather isn't making it any easier. M&M Service Company's agronomy team is knowledgeable about every aspect of modern crop production, from precision farming technologies to seed selection and custom application. They know your operation and practices and will bring the right product, service, and right advice to your farm. Don't let wet weather and a slow spring put you behind. Call your local M&M Service Company office today. Find out how your agronomy team is there to help. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures about 90 degrees with northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 70s. For tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the mid-80s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers on Saturday, low temperatures in the low 60s, highs in the low 80s. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watcher Rich Henry of Staunton, 3/10 of an inch of rain, 4/10 of an inch recorded by the Lang family of Coffeen, a trace of precipitation here at the Weather Center. And right now, partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS Service Centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
Contact fertilizer manager Greg Simmons or Paul Liederbrand at CHS Service Center in Louder today.
Seavers Equipment has Quest S-Series mowers from the best-selling brand of mowing equipment for the landscape professional, Exmark. The Quest S-Series truly goes the extra mile, providing all the amenities of the E-Series plus even more commercial-grade features, like the ultra-smooth HydroGear Z2800, available on the 50-inch model. Or the Series 2 fabricated deck. Its heavy-duty 10-gauge steel and welded wear strip gives you a great cutting machine that will last. Find one today at Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, and Carlinville.
Now with part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning, once again we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about how the weather is affecting crop ratings.
The crop ratings are very close to average right now. In fact, soybean crop ratings are above average for this time of year. So some analysts are penciling in above trend yields. I think that'll be difficult to achieve. As late as the crop has gone in, as many problems as the crop has, and remember, acres that aren't planted yet aren't rated, nor are those that are emerged in, so that's still a significant portion of the crop. But really that area in northern Illinois, stretching back to the north and west, area of northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, that's had some really been hit hard by storms this year. In fact, there's some areas toward the western part of that region that have had close to two-thirds of their annual rainfall in the last 60 days. And that takes a toll on the crop, surely from denitrification, a loss of nitrogen, but also really compacting the soils, making it tough for the roots to get the oxygen they need and to also penetrate to follow the moisture down. We've seen this in previous years. 93 is the one that many farmers remember. And so the pattern is that once we get this time of year, the trade expects and anticipates high yields until proven otherwise. and you don't really have that opportunity to prove otherwise until you get into August and really start seeing what the yields are shaping up like. And so based on previous years of excessive rain, we really wouldn't expect the market to react until we get toward the end of the season.
I traveled out to the Macoupin County Fair yesterday after the hog show and spoke with Cindy Staten about this year's turnout.
The hog show went real well. We had, close to about 100 head, which is considerably more than what we've had over the last several years. We've had a lot of new showers this year, which was great. It's just we'd love to see the young kids get out here and start to show an interest and to bring the livestock back to Macoupin County.
Staten also told us what to expect for tonight's junior livestock auction.
As of right now, it looks like we've got 21 barrows, which is the most that we've ever had. And I think somebody said maybe four wethers. I'm not sure how many steers, but we are going to have over 30 animals in the auction, which is significantly more than what we've had in any of the prior years. So we're excited, and we're hoping that the buyers all come out and promote the Macoupin County youth.
One of the youth you may run into at tonight's auction is 10-year-old Delina Heeman. We talked about how her family helped her prepare for the show and how she did at this year's fair. What kind of pigs?
A Duroc, crossbreds, and a Yorkshire.
How'd you do?
Awesome.
Can you define awesome?
Yeah, I won. I got first place in Reserve Grand Champion.
So how did you raise such awesome pigs? Is there a secret that goes into it?
No, it's called my dad.
The Youth Livestock Auction is this evening at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. Champion, Reserve Champion, and other high-quality livestock owned and raised by juniors in Macoupin County will be auctioned off this evening at 6:30. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. Tune in this afternoon for more Macoupin County Fair updates.